The continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. John. At that time Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia! Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. On Easter, the angel proclaimed him the crucified one, who is now risen. Last Sunday, it was the Lord's wounds that were in demand. Proof not really that the man was alive, but proof that he was the very same Lord who had died. And today we learn what it is that makes our shepherd so worthy of that title, good. It is that he is the one who lays down his life for his sheep. I never really noticed until now that so many of the readings for the Sundays after Easter are not actually about the resurrection, but they're about the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. I also noticed, and I hope that you did too, how many of the texts during Lent were not, in fact, about the suffering and death of Jesus at all. And even the resurrection was all over Holy Week. Especially, we heard about the resurrection on Good Friday of all days. There is always more for us to appreciate, more to hear, more to meditate upon and to grow up in the Holy Scriptures. Truly, a Christian is a disciple, hearers, learners of God's Word. Or as our Lord says it today, we are sheep. Boy, it's enough that we have to bear the name disciples, students, and followers, which hardly seems to be a very good thing to our postmodern and egalitarian ears. But now today, Jesus even calls us sheep. That is, the dumbest and the most defenseless of all domesticated animals. Ezekiel calls Israel's flock, he calls Israel God's flock of easily scattered and helpless sheep. And Peter also says it in our epistle, and he's quoting Isaiah. And Peter would know, because he was one of the 12 sheep that were scattered when the shepherd was struck, just as Jesus predicted. Peter denied him 3 times and fell away from Christ, and so did all the other disciples. We too are like sheep. We do not understand what we have heard, and we are quick to stray. And we must be protected from the wolves, yes, even protected from ourselves. And like self-confident beasts, we usually think we know it all. The church's year of grace does a marvelous job of showing us otherwise, doesn't it? It treats us today as if we were the 12 disciples also, stumbling blindly through Holy Week leading up to our Lord's death, all the while bold to assert that we are the true Christians, even as we are falling away. even as we are scattering and straying. So it is now, it is after the Lord is indeed risen from the dead, that we are finally able to hear and to consider that noble death of his aright, and to remember it forever, to see what his sufferings have accomplished for us. Last Sunday, we heard about the Lord's great peace, the forgiveness of sins, which is constantly and daily distributed in this Christian church by virtue of his wounds. But today we hear that we have a good shepherd and an overseer. We have a pastor who has returned us back to himself. And God leaves us in no doubt of who this real pastor is. I myself will feed them. I will bring them out. I will seek out my sheep. I will rescue them. I will bring them back. I will bind them up, strengthen their weaknesses, and feed them in my righteousness. This is the unique way of Christianity. Our God serves us. He is not simply a good shepherd. That's the weakest of all words. He is not simply a talented one, good at tending sheep or good at shearing them. No. He is a noble. He is a divine. He is a unique and singular shepherd. And this is what defines him. He himself says it. I am the one who lays down my life for my sheep. That is, he is a shepherd because he is the one who dies. He bears our sins in his body on the tree and heals us with his wounds. Now, these are things that no earthly shepherd would do. The Lord today even calls the best of pastors that we have ever had, even our most devoted caretakers, by comparison, are hirelings. And in any way that they depart from our Lord's example, they are hirelings. That is because we belong not to a pastor. We don't even belong really to a church building or a congregation. We belong to him. And he takes care of us accordingly. We are more, dear saints, than property to him. We are more than meat and wool walking around. We are more even than pets, special creations of his to this Lord. No, he says that we are his beloved. We are his own, whom he knows, and therefore whom he protects with his own lifeblood. Now, there is more to today's Good Shepherd Gospel reading that we really ought to hear. The Lord proclaims, as we just heard, that the sheep for whom he laid down his life are to be one flock, one shepherd. That's him. But then he goes on in John, and he says this: "For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it up again. No one takes my life from me. I lay it down of my own accord. And I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father." There it is. There's the Easter message that we want to hear, the resurrection announcement that we are still celebrating. But with it also comes a very significant explanation of our Lord's death. And that is this: our Lord's death is not a death by accident. It was deliberate. It was intentional. It was purposeful. It was the very fulfillment of what the Father had sent Jesus, his Son, to do. And it was the true shepherding that was required. By it, the flock is fed. By it, they have life and security. And just as the Lord has authority to lay down his life as the sacrifice for us, of course, he has the authority to take it up again as he has. Are we silly and stupid sheep? Yeah, surely we are. How easily we grow tired of the Lord's shepherd. How soon we want to move on past his death. How quickly we are even scattered from celebrating his resurrection on the first day of the week. Sunday is the day of resurrection. That's why we make this habit of gathering each and every Sunday. Are we so foolish to think that our salvation depends on us somehow? Are we so blind to think that we are not sheep, but something stronger? No, our salvation depends entirely on him. It depends on our shepherd tending to us. He is the one who truly gathers us and who, as Peter says, returns us again and again to himself. And that is why, dear disciples, we cannot get enough of him. We cannot ever outlearn or outlive this great truth. He is the good and noble shepherd because he lays down his life for his sheep. Listen to his voice then, dear sheep, and rejoice. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I will make them lie down, declares the Lord, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Yes, sir.